Hello. Well, we are now into the middle of the book of 1 Samuel, and this conflict between David and Saul is heating up. And you're going to see in chapter 19 that Saul is wanting to kill David. And so David is constantly in and out of trouble, trying to defend his innocence, but yet at the same time stay alive. You see that Michal, his wife, who is Saul's daughter, helps him escape, and that puts her at odds with her dad. You see in chapter 20 that Jonathan is constantly trying to defend David to his dad, but at the same time try to help David. You know, he keeps thinking that there's no way that Saul is going to be this way towards David, and he'd know about it, and David convinces him that's not the case, and they go through a couple of situations. Towards the middle of the chapter, it's very interesting that Jonathan realizes that David is going to be king, and he realizes he's not going to be king, and he says, I want you to take care of my family. Don't treat them bad when you come into your power, and he says, when the Lord has wiped out all of your enemies. Keep that in mind, because David's going to remember that, and he's going to act on that promise. When you get over to chapter 21, David goes to Nob, and he goes to the priest there, and he says, I'm hungry, I need some food. And the priest says, all I have is the showbread. Showbread is called the table of the presence, and they put out fresh bread for the Lord, or in reverence to the Lord, every week on Sabbath. And so it stayed there for 7 days, and then they took that bread off and they put more bread out. And if I remember correctly, there were 12 loaves, one for each of the tribes. But anyway, so he says, I will give you that. But you and your men have to be ritually pure. You can't be impure when you eat this, even though it is no longer on the table. It is consecrated food from the table. So he gives them that. At the end of the chapter, David goes down to Gath, which is one of the Philistine cities. And they hear, well, isn't this David? Isn't this the one that killed so many Philistines and all that? And so David, this is the situation where David acts like he's mad. He lets his drool run down his beard, and he dances around, and he makes weird markings on the gates of the cities and stuff like that. And the king says, an interesting thing, I think it's kind of funny. The king says, don't I have enough madmen around me already? I think a lot of us could say that. I'm sure some people in politics believe that they already have enough madmen around them. So that's what David does. And that ends up chapter 21. I hope you enjoy. We have a couple more chapters of this type of thing before we move on in the story. I hope you're enjoying the reading, and I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. Have a good evening.